This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour this Friday. What a day it's been. Had some tension, some apologies, bagpipes, corned beef and cabbage on the Traeger. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Got golf this weekend. In fact, I was watching it yesterday. The Snake Pit, the dreaded Snake Pit, closing holes. The Valspar Championship. You can watch on NBC Golf Channel and Peacock. Peacock is our streaming partner. And thank you for downloading the app to watch this show. You can also listen on our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Still waiting to find out what the compensation is going to be for Aaron Rodgers. Our good buddy Mike Florio says that the asking price caused a roadblock in the trade talks. And right now, it might be a first-round pick for him. Mike Florio reports, the Packers want more than a first-round pick as part of the base deal. They want protection in 2025 in the event Rodgers plays in 2024. That's more than the Jets believe that they should surrender for a player the Packers no longer want. Trade talks could drag out a lot longer. And I would think that you would want to have this finalized before the draft. If I'm the Packers, I can use that draft pick this year. Is it going to be a second rounder, third rounder? Is the compensation going to be predicated on how successful Rodgers is this upcoming season? 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by, taking your phone calls. Poll question, final hour of the show. Seton O'Connor looking like, is it a Ted Lasso or Coach Beard look you're going for?
I don't know that I'm going for it, but probably more closely to Coach Beard.
Coach Beard than Ted Lasso.
I'm not much of a mustache guy, but I do have kind of a little bit of a beard.
Kind of.
A little bit.
You've been growing that beard a long time.
Yeah. Many, many years.
Do you shave it?
All the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, this isn't like a 7-year growth for me.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I have to keep it really trim so it looks like a 3-day growth.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's so weak. It's so thin.
All right. Poll question for the final hour.
Let me update you, Dan, on last hour's poll question. Who is more responsible for today's argument? Believe it or not, Jay Billis has 31% of the vote.
Damn you, Jay Billis.
That just shows how much people dislike Duke and Duke basketball. And they're related to Duke.
And it's Arizona bowing out because Jay said, take Arizona. Wait, you like Arizona to win it all? Yep. All right. Doesn't Jay have a special, my brackets are better than your brackets or something on the mothership the day before the tournament? So I'm going, okay. Jay watches this. That's just him. You can watch all year long. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Because it's one and done. If you said it's best 4-7, then none of these upsets happen. But if it's one game, neutral site or semi-neutral site, All it takes is one moment, and we saw that, and it sounded like this yesterday, Furman and Virginia.
Clark in a straight jacket. He didn't need to do that. He threw it away. Hing, Pagese. Goal! Furman leads. Timeout, Virginia. Did we just see what we think we just saw? Wow!
Yes, we did. Okay, 8 seconds to go. You're pinned in the corner, and you have a timeout. And then you just throw it, and you think you're going to throw it all the way down at the other end. And give Furman credit, grab, pass, stop, shoot. That was it. And then you got 2 seconds left, and they end up knocking off Virginia. But there's so many things in that play. Tony Bennett is a brilliant coach. He's won a national title. You're going to tell your players, worst case scenario, you have a timeout. And you're also taught when they come to double you, go through the middle of the two defenders. You're going to get fouled, but go through the defenders. He gets tied up. All he has to do is say timeout. That's it. He even travels before he throws the ball all the way down at the other end, which would have been a benefit to Virginia because then you would have been able to set up your defense and Furman would have had a chance to run a set play. Yes, Eden.
And that kid on Furman took that shot with so much confidence, like he's been practicing it his whole life.
He had missed his last 15 three-pointers.
You'd never tell from that shot that he took. God. He was like, there was no question that that was going in his mind.
Shoot or shoot. But you're just thinking, okay, what's the worst-case scenario? All right, you get in, don't let him tie you up. I don't know where the possession arrow was, but call a timeout. That's it. Call a timeout. Furman had the possession arrow, but call a timeout. You're good. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Credit to Furman. Held, you know, they. But teams like that, Virginia keeps teams in it. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be, you know, 50 or 60 points. They love to control the tempo. Well, if you know that, all you want to do is hang around, hang around, hang around, hang around. And then they did that. They got their moment. They made their shot. Virginia panicked. Yeah, Todd.
Is it too much to expect in the heat of the moment? I know it's a split-second thing to have a teammate or the coach scream timeout for him. It doesn't have to come from the person holding the ball, right? Anyone can call timeout.
Wait, through it quick.
There's just not enough time for anyone to get involved with getting that timeout call.
Well, all he has to do is he's got a teammate off to the right. All he has to do is throw it over there.
And you're not expecting him to just fling it like that, I guess.
But when you get the ball like that, you don't hold it. You get it, and then you're already looking, where am I going to throw the ball to? You know, Furman was double teaming because if you're going to hold on to it, okay, now we can get you. And the thing that I thought was, when you get it, always be ready to give it up. And worst case scenario, you have a timeout. Those are things that are taught to grade school kids. Yeah, Marv.
And it was shocking because the kid Clark that threw the pass, he's a fifth-year senior.
I know.
He was on the national title team, so he's been around for a while.
Wow.
And we always talk about what? Senior guard play. I was like, man, senior guard, and you make that type of mistake? Crazy.
And then Princeton knocking off Arizona. I don't know if it's more about Princeton or Arizona, but it just feels like Arizona, they got talent. Jay Billis says they're going to win it all. Nobody knows much about Princeton. And then here we go again. And Princeton stayed in there. Once you get by that first, like that initial rush of, oh my God, these guys are good. If you can survive that and you're a smaller school, an underdog, you send a message to them. Like, we ain't going away. It's a lot of these schools can't survive that first push where you're down like now 15. But when you survive and you're down 6, you've just said, I just took your punch. It's like when Tyson would hit you. And if you didn't go down, Mike started to think about things. Because now you just said, all right, you got me. I'm not going anywhere. And that's Buster Douglas did that with Mike Tyson. It's like, all right, you got me. That hurt, but I ain't going anywhere. And then you apply the knockout. Yeah, Mark.
And also, Duke was definitely looking like a one seed yesterday. Yeah. They were playing no games with, what was that, Oral Roberts?
Yeah.
They were like, look, we're about to take care of business.
But at this point, you're not a freshman because you've played 30 games. But, you know, Duke trying to get everybody healthy, and now we see when they're a healthy team, then they have the feeling. They give you the impression they're a number one seed. And you saw that yesterday. I mean, it's a really talented team. Yeah, Paul.
I was watching back. Remember when Virginia lost to UMBC, the first 16 seed ever to win?
Yeah.
CBS Sports Network, they played some clips from it. They were previewing the different games. I kind of feel bad for UMBC that they blew out Virginia. Virginia was a one seed.
It was by 20.
I think it was finished by, I think it was like 78-58. That game doesn't live in the annals of great sports upsets
because
of all
it wasn't a last second shot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost unfair for UMBC.
Yeah, you're right. We'll remember this just because of the shot. I mean, we'll remember like, oh yeah, that's right. They beat Virginia. And then you go, they won by 20. Oh, they did? We like the one shining moment. That one shining moment is you making a jumper. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, right. That highlight is going to be edited into tournament highlight packages for the next 20 years.
Yeah, you put Leitner in there, Bryce Drew in there. I mean, there's so many plays. Villanova, Chris Jenkins winning a national title. Chalmers with a jumper. Like, you have those moments. That's what we love about this. Yes, Mark.
When you said Chalmers, I just thought about how Memphis choked away that lead also. Like, you talk about Clark.
Oh. Okay. If Memphis would have won that national title, would they have had to give it back because of the Derrick Rose situation?
I think so, because didn't Louisville have to, quote-unquote, give back their national title in 2013, I want to say?
Yeah. But
we all saw them win.
Yes. But with Memphis, they would have – didn't they have to give back their Final Four appearance there? I think it's vacated. But I wonder if Memphis would have had to vacate a national title had they won that. And probably so. Yes. Yeah, Paul.
I'm watching back that UNC-Villanova ending. There's a guard. I can't remember his name for UNC. He has an off-balance double pump three to tie the game with 5 seconds left.
Yes.
He kind of...
Marcus Page?
Yeah, Page. And he's totally jacked up, and he throws it up and goes in. Chris Jenkins is a trailer on the play, and I think it's designed that way. He's a big dude.
No,
Jenkins.
It is designed.
It was?
Yes.
Jenkins just sitting there trailer with him. Archer Diacono drives to the top of the key and just shovels it back to him.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
And I think they had used that play earlier in the season. And it was Jenkins was the trailer and then hits the jumper there.
Poor Michael Jordan in the stands with his hat on. All upset.
Yeah, Mike should stop going to games, I think. You know, he's going to stop going to the Hornets games, probably. Selling a majority share of the team. Yes, Marv.
Louisville's title was vacated by the NCAA as a result of sex, stripper, and or prostitution scandal.
Is that what it says?
Oh, man,
that's what it says.
Those are off-the-court violations.
They shouldn't do it that detailed because would they have done Derrick Rose didn't take his SAT? Like when they've said, oh, you got to vacate because somebody else took his SAT?
When they took down the banner, they should put on strip club music like it's coming down. Slowly coming down. Too soon.
Stripper pole, maybe. Go up there and get it.
Yeah. Too soon.
I was watching Family Feud yesterday.
Segway?
Yes. Okay. But I'm watching, Steve Harvey always has this great, like, deadpan humor, pauses, very funny when he does it. So one of the questions was, what do married people have, or what do married people think that single people have in their house that they don't have or something like that? And the guy answers stripper pole. And of course, there were nobody else voted for that. It might have been the other way around. Like, what do single people not have that married people have in their house? And he goes, stripper pole. And all of a sudden, you're going, and Steve Harvey's looking at him like, So you got a stripper pole in your house? And the guy's like, no. So he made a mistake. Hey, never mind.
Okay. Told me stripper pole. Bing.
Steve Harvey's good with that. I saw one. There's a clip from about a year ago where a guy was going up there. He was the father, the head of the family. And the woman comes to the other side, and she was pouring out of her shirt. And she's kind of bouncing up towards him. And the other guy is like staring. He goes, boy, and he smacks this guy in the head. Get your eyes back to you. And he smacked the guy in his head.
Troy in North Dakota. Good morning, Troy. By the way, Fritzy will have his St. Paddy's Day sports-related names coming up in a little bit.
Hey, DP.
Hi, Troy.
5'11", working on it.
Okay.
Hey, Toddler, just got to encourage you to embrace the wrestling heel role. It looks good on you, and it'll keep you gainfully, well, it'll keep you employed for now. So, a take on what happened last night on the Arizona-Princeton game. What happened is Arizona came over to the Princeton's table and said, "Hi, Arizona, I'm the number two seed." Princeton said, "Oh, okay." Thank you, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Troy.
Brittany, you should follow that.
Little Law and Order callback, that was, I'm thinking.
Yeah. USC is favored. No, USC is an underdog against Michigan State. Okay, it's USC is a 10 versus a 7. They're getting 1.5. VCU getting 4 against St. Mary's. NC State getting 5 against Creighton. People love NC State getting 5. Providence getting 4 against Kentucky. Okay, if Kentucky would lose to Providence, dot, dot, dot. Feels like John Calipari's been on the warm seat. If they would lose opening round, just a loss, tournament loss, regroup, you got a great recruiting class coming in next year, or something more.
They go back to Billy Gillespie.
Rick Pitino goes back to Kentucky. Bloop, bloop. Yes, Paul.
Kentucky has the number one recruiting class in the nation coming in. Four five-star players, 1 4-star.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
So Calipari, if he's on the hot seat, they're playing the Providence
Friar.
Yeah, Toddler.
Could get burned.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get it.
All right. Should you stop right there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, because normally you don't.
See you on Monday.
Yep.
Take it easy, guys.
All right. Yeah, Seton.
If you fire Calipari, though, you're going to lose that whole recruiting class.
Maybe.
I mean, they're the reason he's going there. I'm not.
Well, is DeJuan Wagner's dad getting hired?
DeJuan Wagner's son is going. He's the number one player in this class.
Yes.
If Calipari leaves, Wagner's not going to Kentucky.
Okay.
And they got 4 other kids. One of them, another son, Reed Shepard. I'm guessing that's the son of Jeff Shepard, the former shooting guard for Kentucky. Yeah.
Jeff Shepard, number 15.
Yeah, he could get up a little bit.
Yes, he could.
It's kind of a funny like job security that he has, because every year he's got a brand new freshman class. Yeah. He's like, all right, fire me and lose all the kids.
Yeah, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yes, Marv.
Also, regarding Memphis, due to NCAA sanctions and SAT cheating, no, they didn't say that.
It doesn't say that.
Memphis had 33 regular season wins, 5 tournament wins, and 1 tournament loss vacated from the 2007-08 season. Their official record for that season is 0-1.
Oh. Okay.
You always want to be on the cusp of being vacated, because you got the national title. You know, like, remember Florida football back in the day when everyone was getting in trouble? Man, they were good, Florida football.
Well, let's take a break, and I don't know if it'll keep you during the commercial break, but Todd is going to have his St. Paddy's Day sports-related names.
Way to sell it.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. We're back after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Well, if you love Fritzy, you're going to love the final half hour of this show. There'll be a lot of Fritzy here. Fritzy did send a poll question suggestion earlier. It's a day for green, so what's making you blue? And some of the suggestions that you had, what's making you blue on a day for green, Todd?
The Arizona Wildcats, the Virginia Cavaliers, no one to kiss on St. Patrick's Day. I've got a corned beef with family member or friend. Okay. My boss won't let me drink at my desk. How rude. Dare he or she?
Rude. Yeah.
And someone rained on my parade, whatever right. You feel that might mean.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Matt in Tennessee. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I was going to weigh in on the little tiff between you and Todd.
Okay.
So I hate to agree with the Danettes about it kind of being your fault, but the thing is you've given Todd way too long of a leash.
Okay.
But there's a way you can justify it with the Danettes where they won't question you again on it.
Fire him?
You make like a... I would love it. But anyway...
I would love it, he says.
About a 10-hour recording of nothing but Todd and then just play it over the speakers around the man cave... to really kind of remind all the Danettes about Todd.
Matt, they do not need to be reminded of Fritzy.
Sounds like a fraternity hazing kind of experiment.
We're all well aware of the pros and cons of Fritzy. And at the end of the day, far more pros than cons.
I would love it if you got rid of him right now at St. Patrick's. That would be hilarious.
Yeah. Do you want to provide the St. Patty's Day sports-related names?
I think we should.
Oh, wait. Let me get to Ryan in Honolulu, who is calling in with St. Patty's Day sports-related names. Good morning, Ryan.
Hello, Danny boy. Top of the morning to ya.
All right. Give me your top three. Give me your top three, and then Todd will try to answer.
All right. Let the fun begin us.
That one's pretty good. Wait, that one's pretty good right there.
That's sneaky.
Let the fun begin us. Okay.
NFL running back, Adrian Peterson.
That one wasn't good.
The accent almost worked.
ESPN's Tony Cornby Pizer.
Okay. Now, Todd, it's your turn.
Ryan Fourleaf Clover.
Okay. Okay. Our buddy Ryan Leaf.
Shamrock Shake Milton.
Okay, Shake Milton, okay.
Cedric Sodabread Maxwell.
Okay. Ryan, you want to answer?
Friend of the show, Limerick Neuheisel.
All right, that's pretty good, Rick Neuheisel. And I like the accent, too.
Mike Golick and Mikey Greenbeard.
Mike Golick and Mike Greenbeard. Okay. All right, got another one?
And now I give you the Irish...
Irish goodbye.
Well played.
Man. Well done, Ryan.
Okay. Man, well done, I think he's funnier now he's divorced.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Maybe he should be Irish instead of Australian.
Well, I don't know what his last name is, but his first name's Ryan. He could be Irish living, you know, from Australia. Todd, would you like to try to retaliate?
I had Leprechaun or McDavid.
Okay.
Mario Lucky Chalmers.
Okay.
Okay.
Jeff Bagpipe.
How come Jeff Bagwell, how come no accent?
Blarney Lansford. We played for the Red Sox and Angels in that days.
Not old reference.
Blarney Lansford. Carney Lansford?
No, you got Blarney Lansford. Paulie knows. Paulie knows Carney Lansford.
No, I know it.
I know you know it. I'm living in the 80s and 90s. Is what
you
happens.
Always do.
Ted Guinness.
Ted Ginn,
but Ted Guinness.
All right.
Clover Cleveland Alexander. He pitched a long time ago.
Grover Cleveland. Okay, yeah. We're all done.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
That's a wrap.
Yep. Yay.
It's a wrap.
Good
on
job, Todd. Did you have a SportsCenter tease?
I did. I actually had a Get Up sports tease.
Oh, so you're gonna be Mike Greenberg.
I'm gonna.
All right. Get Up is different than SportsCenter. You better have some energy because Greeny has energy.
Oh, well, wait a minute, though. Are we all going to have to cheer in the background for them? Oh, yeah. Maybe we should do like, go ahead, Todd, do your thing.
Hold those Woo! Tigers.
Yeah.
The Cats couldn't.
Yeah.
Virginia Woo! Takes a cavalier approach against Furman.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What's the buzz in Charlotte? Are the Hornets about to run out of air? The Eagles ask, will you marry Odomi? Marcus says yes. What you need to know about Lonzo, and it's not good. Don't hate the golf ball, hate the game. A solution without a problem? Could a Rodgers deal with the Jets now be over and out? We have the plain truth. It's time to get up. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Cowboy time.
Yeah, DeGraz.
Mike T, why is this deal not done yet? Yeah. Are we waiting till June?
What does Dak Prescott think of the Virginia loss?
Oh, Mike T.
What's LeBron's brackets look like?
Oh. Mike T.
Everybody's got to have a nickname on Get Up.
Can he or can't he?
Mo in Arizona. Hi, Mo. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan. Danette.
Hey, Mo.
I didn't really call to gloat about my Bruins because I kind of expected them to win, but I called to talk about Aaron Rodgers. I'm wondering how he's surprised when he's the one who started all this stuff. But then I realized he was in the dark, so couldn't see himself in the mirror. Boom.
Oh, wow. Okay. In the dark, he couldn't see himself in the mirror. Maybe.
Boom.
Chris in Brooklyn. Hi, Chris.
Still thrown by that Carney Lansford reference.
Okay.
But I also want to speak on the drama tension going on. I think there's something for the show lexicon you guys could add. It's an old term that old-time wrestling guys had called going into business for yourself. So when like a storyline would be worked out, it would be agreed upon, and then one of the wrestlers would kind of go off script, make himself look better. I feel like that's behind a lot of the thank you Todds and just kind of your general issues with Todd sometimes when he's going into business.
Oh, am I trying to look better at the expense of Todd? Or Todd is...
No. I think that you feel Todd is kind of just jumping in once in a while for himself to get that one-liner, whether it's related, whether you know.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Yeah. I think we need maybe a therapist. Maybe. Is it a psychiatrist or psychologist we need, Paulie?
Do we need someone to psychoanalyze each of us individually or the group as a whole by listening to the show? Because we've had some people I know who do psychoanalysis react to things on the show, but they're reacting to what they see on TV,
okay. Not
individual service.
But maybe there should be psychoanalysis of Todd and I's relationship. Maybe that would be the way to go. And I'd be willing to have somebody analyze that.
I think there's some danger to that because if you guys made drastic changes, maybe that could be a detriment to the show.
Also, if we try to improve our relationship.
Well, I'm just saying.
You could wear the I love you, but I don't like you shirt. That'd be great. Right? Laying on the couch with that.
I'm sure that doesn't harbor in Todd's mind for years.
But that's how I felt. I feel sometimes. I love you, but I don't always like
you. Okay, fair enough. That's not terrible. I'll take the love over the like.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
That's why I love like so much. I really love like. Liking someone is more important than loving someone. Remember that, everybody. The more you know.
Oh, this is your marital advice.
The more you know.
You got to like that person.
You better like them. There's plenty of people that are divorced that love each other. We love each other. We just couldn't get along.
Yes, and we're going to uncouple.
Right. Does this call for Dr. Phil?
No. Well, what would Dr. Phil say about our relationship, Todd?
Here's the problem. You're walking around with a hat and a lasso and a horse, and that don't make you no cowboy. That's why your kid's doing the drugs. You got this big, fancy fish tank, big aquarium, ain't got no fish in it. That's what you're doing. You got a sore throat, you're going to the podiatrist. What's that going to do?
What's that mean? What can I use that for?
I know, but the people listen to him like,
fascinated.
Yes, that's it. Yes, I got a fish tank and no fish in it. Yeah, okay, now I understand all of my issues.
You got a broken leg, you're taking sleep medication. That's not going to do anything for you.
What is his doctorate in?
Oh, he's not like a psychoanalyst? Or
I don't know what he is.
He has a BS in something.
Let's go, Todd! Let's go!
Could you imagine Todd on Dr. Phil?
Well, let me take a look at that handwriting in the old notebook there. You got some problems.
You
there.
Do. If he saw the writing that you have in your notebook.
Just how many people have you killed?
Chris in Virginia. Hi, Chris. What, Paul?
To be fair to Dr. Phil, he got graduated with a degree in psychology, master's in experimental psychology, and a PhD in clinical psychology.
Okay.
Does have a pretty good background.
All right. That's fine. Then I think it's acceptable that he analyzes.
You're printing out all these documents. You ain't got no paper in there. There's nothing going to come out of there.
Chris in Virginia. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
I had a question for you.
Okay.
Would Kobe Bryant have stayed in Charlotte if Michael Jordan was the owner back then?
I don't know. It felt like his agent knew that, you know, Kobe was going to go to the West Coast, that he wanted to get to a bigger market. I do think it's a great hypothetical, but I think that they were pretty driven to get him out of there and get to L.A. Yes, Seton.
Chances are, if Kobe Bryant had stayed in Charlotte because Michael was there, he wouldn't have become Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Really?
Definitely.
Okay. He would just be a great player from a smaller market, unless he won titles. If he won titles, you know, LeBron went to Cleveland and, you know, became the biggest name in the sport. Yeah, Paulie.
There's lots of players I think would be very good, but they wouldn't have mastered their sport. Like, if Steph Curry was drafted by the Knicks, I don't know if it would have gone as well. If Patrick Mahomes was a Bear, the odds are against him that he would be a great player. He'd probably be really good and drag the Bears to relevancy. But, you know, look at, like, Damian Lillard. If Damian Lillard were drafted by the Golden State Warriors, who knows where his career would be.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a freaky player, but he's on the wrong, and the franchise hasn't worked out for him.
Yeah, see.
And yeah, if you just look back, what all-time great has come through Charlotte under Michael Jordan? I mean, I don't know, maybe that's not fair, but they've certainly drafted great players that don't work out at the next level or something, you know?
I don't know if they've drafted great players, though. LaMelo's has the potential to be a very good player. Yeah, Marv.
I think Kemba was good for a while.
Yeah.
Kemba seemed to have a lot of promise.
Yeah, if you go back the past 20 years, the players that they took really high, like Emeka Okafor, you know, Sean May, Adam Morrison taken high, Brandon Wright, you know, he was a nice player in college, average.
Yeah.
But were they average, or were they average because they were there?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the core of the argument, right? Or the discussion, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Is it culture? Poll question?
it's too late in the day and the week to do culture in Charlotte. Is that? I don't know. Has he ever had a big name coach? I mean, not that you need to have a big name coach, because you can bring somebody in who becomes a big name coach.
I think Larry Brown was the coach for a while.
Yeah. Well, Larry's tough. Yeah. That'd be like, you know, Hubie Brown in today's NBA. It's just not happening with these players. Yeah, but, I mean, Mike has had some bad draft picks there. Yeah, Marv.
I just keep thinking about, like, Emeka Okafor and Adam Morrison and Sean May. Like, these guys that were really, really, really dominant players.
No, but then who was the other one? The famous one, high school kid.
Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown.
Oh, man.
Here, kitty.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like Michael was bullying him, it felt like, almost in D.C.
And that question is a fair question. Like, if somehow Kobe Bryant would have not been traded, he was destined for greatness in some fashion, but it may have been like a muted greatness in Charlotte.
Oh, you know what?
Because the team around him.
Well, everything's magnified if you're a Laker. And when you're great, you're even greater. And, you know, Kobe's a top 8 player of all time, top 10 player of all time. Winning those titles. But also Shaq wanting to leave Orlando to go to L.A. You know, then you got Phil Jackson's there. You know, the timing was there for most of his career. Yeah, Marv.
I think his entire career would have been those really high-scoring Kobe years where he was scoring like 35 a night. I think that would have been his entire career almost, where he would have been Alex English. Like one of those guys, like, look, great player, great scorer, but he's in Denver. Nobody really knows or cares.
But Alex English was not dynamic. He was just efficient.
Scored the most points in the 80s.
He was going to get you 26. Yeah, I know, but you couldn't remember anything he did that was other than a jumper, mid-range jumper. I saw him play.
He was in Amazing Grace and John or whatever the movie was.
Yes, yes. He was in a movie with me, The Definite Maybe.
Oh, two of my favorite movies,
With Eric Stoltz and Ali Sheedy.
Co-stars.
Yeah. Feet. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, like if a guy like Dominique Wilkins were drafted by a better franchise, a more successful franchise.
But Atlanta was good.
They were good.
They just went through the Celtics. Well, they didn't get through the Celtics. That's the problem. I mean, if you look at that team, Fratello was a good coach. You had some good John Battle, Doc Rivers, Cliff Levingston, Antoine Carr, John Konkak. Kevin Willis was a good player. Kevin Willis played like 20 years in the NBA. No, that was a good, solid team.
You're right. If you look at 80s to 90s, 80s to 2000, the Atlanta Hawks were in the playoffs almost every year.
Yeah. Dominique, Le Magnifique. All right, let me take a break. Oh, I just looking on my monitor here. Tyler bringing the corned beef out. We got a fire burning. I think we need to do some Friday beer.
Yeah, Friday beer.
Okay, here we go.
Cozy.
Fire pit, fire beers, fire Fritzy. Who's winning?
Oh, you don't do that. That's not necessary. You don't get
back
that in.
After this, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Can't have a bad day when you hear this. And it's Happy St. Patrick's Day. Please drink responsibly. Anybody have plans other than we have Friday beers coming up in about 10 minutes from now? Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to Rhode Island for some kids' basketball tournaments this weekend, but the dads
yeah,
want to go to an Irish pub tonight. All the dads. This seems like a horrible idea.
Yes, it does. Yeah, because people start drinking at lunchtime.
Right.
And then when you get them when it's around 6, 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
A bunch of suburban dads drinking.
Yeah. What could go wrong? Seton, thanks. You look great. It's a combination of Ted Lasso, Coach Beard, and I think you did a great job. Fritzy is channeling his Brian Kelly Notre Dame gear, and it's actually Brian Kelly's pullover there. That he sent me all that gear when he left to go to LSU.
Said you a whole box of goodies.
Yeah, he did, and it fits Fritzy. Fits him well. Marvin, thank you for flying the colors as well. I appreciate that. Paulie, you didn't wear any green.
I do have green underwear on.
Oh. Prove it.
Why?
You have underwear on?
I have underwear on and it's green. Oh.
That is breaking news, Todd.
Maybe I'll get Lucky Charms tonight. We'll see.
I don't want to prove it in front of everybody.
You don't?
I would.
All right. Here's Paulie. He's pulling down his pants. Okay. He's got green underwear on. Thank you.
Want to see my green underwear?
Yeah, sure. Because you never wear underwear.
Oh, God, no.
Let's see what we have here.
Green underwear on.
Yeah. All right. Seton, can you vouch for that?
I can. Yeah.
Okay.
It is green underwear.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I'll help the ladies through the weekend.
Ladies, you're welcome.
Yeah. Good luck getting that out of your mind.
All the best, dads.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store on Monday.
This little peek of my unders.
Yes. Yes, Paulie.
This day in sports history, 1998, Dan, the United States beat Canada 3-1 to win the first gold medal for women's hockey.
USA.
Yes.
You.
That's big. Mm-hmm. 2003, our buddy Jose Canseco was released from jail. He was sentenced to 2 years of house arrest and 3 years of probation in a nightclub brawl. Now, if you remember that, when he got on house arrest, his first phone call was to us. He did an interview with us.
And that's when he said that he had been blackballed by baseball and he was going to write a book. And he said this on the show, my radio show at ESPN. I said, are you sure you want to do this? And he said, yes. He goes, I'm going to name names. That's when the idea first came out, because we had talked to him a couple of times in prison that he would get a collect call from Jose Canseco and the prison that he was in. And then he would have a certain time that he would call in and we would talk to him. And then I remember he was on house arrest and he wanted us to do the show from his house, I believe.
Yes. He had a pool.
Yeah. And I said, I would do it. I don't think the mothership thought highly of us going there, but I thought it'd be pretty cool. And I just remember him saying that he was going to write a book and he was going to name names with steroids. Yeah, Paul.
Staying on theme, in 2005, several Major League Baseball players spoke about steroid use to the House Government Reform Committee. Mark McGuire, Jose Canseco, Sammy Sosa, and Rafael Palmeiro participated.
Yeah, that didn't go well and I was talking to a source of Mark McGuire's leading up right before they went in front of Congress. And I said, what is your strategy? And he said, wait until you hear. I thought, okay, I'm all ears. And then all of a sudden, I'm not here to talk about the past. And I go, ooh, I hope that's not the strategy. And it was. On this date In 1956, this coach recorded his first tournament win. He beat Seattle in the Far West Regional. John Wooden. John Wooden records his first NCAA tournament. He was the coach of UCLA.
What did he do after that?
Not much. Never heard of him after that. Let's see. I think that's about it from this day in sports history. Gibbs in Virginia Beach. Hi, Gibbs. What's on your mind today?
Dan-O.
Gibbs-O.
Happy St. Patty's to you.
Thank you.
It's my parents' anniversary and my birthday tomorrow, so I know you love giving birthday shout-out.
Oh, I do. Oh, my goodness. Gibbs, happy birthday. Gibbs, shut up. Gibbs, happy birthday tomorrow, and to Gibbs, his parents, many, many, many more years. They're still together, correct? I hope. But Gibbs, you know, happy anniversary to your parents. And thank you for all the years you've called in. Well, yeah, yes, Marv.
Do your kids do anything for your wedding anniversary? Do they even acknowledge it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's a big celebration, but I know that my wife and I, it's coming up on 36 years. And I think once we, you know, you get to 40, then it's a big deal. 30 was a big deal, but yeah, I think they're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
You get to stay on the dance floor longer when they say, couples that have been married 5 years.
I know.
Get off.
I went to my nephew's wedding, and they were like, hey, if you've been married 5 years or longer, or 5 years, you have to leave the dance floor. 10 years, and then 20 years. All of a sudden, you know, I'm out there with like a real old couple. They were probably in their 80s. And I said to my wife, I said, are we going to look like that? And she says, I hope so. I thought it was a great answer. Yeah, Seton.
Yep. Your wife's on fire this week.
I just love. Yeah. And she was mortified that I brought the bathrobe in that she got me that said daddy on it.
So great.
Why? That's the best.
I said, hon, man, it's all about content. And she goes, I know, but oh, God. I said, it's okay. People, I think, appreciated it. No, it says daddy. She got daddy stitched on my rope.
And your kids.
My daughters are just, oh, they are
hot.
They are mortified. Anybody got a big upset today? Whoa. Who's got a big upset?
I don't even want to look at mine.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
Dylan has such gambling issues, he took the money line on Denver-Yale lacrosse. Has also been known to bet on cornhole.
Yes, he does. DanPatrick.com, Dan Patrick takes a gamble. Seton?
Russ Tucker called the Princeton upset, but somehow had Arizona advancing.
He has Arizona winning the next two games. Marv?
We turned against you today.
Yes, you did. It's okay.
And rightfully so.
Paulie?
Ross Tucker learned a lot at Princeton. He filled out both brackets, and he's going to win somehow.
Discover credit cards. They double the cash back you've earned. Everything. Trips, restaurants, doubled. Check out the details. Check out the terms. Discover.com/match. Have a great day. Great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.